Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Ranting and Raving, the show where I get to vent my spleen about all of the things that are currently pissing me off. My name is Todd Starooch, I'm your host, and I am really pissed this time around, so let's jump right in. As I record this episode, we are just a little over a year into the COVID-19 pandemic. Vaccines are rolling out, and I will get to that in a second. But what I really want to say this episode is, you know, it doesn't take much sometimes to trigger me. Sometimes I have a really thick skin and I can just read certain comments on social media or listen to what people say and just let it roll and just say, God, you're fucking stupid, and just keep right on going. And other times, you know, I just read certain things and I have to respond. I just can't deal with it. But excuse me, what I was thinking about this morning was, I think the thing that I hate the most about this COVID-19 pandemic, you know, aside from the death and misery and economic problems, of course, is the fact that it has forced me to really re-examine some of the personal relationships that I have. Some that I've had for years or even decades. Even after a year, I am still sometimes shocked and astonished at the cavalier attitude that so many people seem to have towards human suffering and death. I just don't get it. I just don't fucking get it. How, after over 500,000 people have died from this terrible disease, I still have people that I thought I knew treating it with this, oh well, people die every day attitude. Of course, fucking people die every day. Death is part of every living creature's life cycle. It's part of the human condition. It's something we all have to come to terms with and learn to deal with. My mother passed away from cancer several years ago, and I think about her every day. But I don't just, you know, when I find out that someone else died from cancer or has cancer, I don't just throw my hands in the air and say, oh, well, people die every day, you know? So that person died from cancer, that person died from heart disease, or whatever the case may be. Do we ever just throw our hands in the air and just say, oh, well, people die every fucking day, fuck them? But with COVID-19, that seems to be the prevailing attitude from so many people. And I just don't get it. More than 500,000 people. How many does it take? And all because people cannot tolerate the most minor inconvenience in their lives. I was just down in Virginia recently to visit my daughter. And God bless them, they must have licked COVID down there, because everywhere I went, and I didn't go to too many places, mind you, but occasionally I had to go to a gas station, a convenience store, whatever, you know, normal daily, you know, activities. And at this point, more than half the people everywhere I went, no mask, you know, just going about it nonchalantly, no mask, no care whatsoever. And it's always the same type of people. You just look at them, and some of these guys, you look at them, and you just know that they're just waiting for somebody to say something. And I feel bad for the people working in some of these places, making minimum wage or whatever they're making. I'm sure it's not a ton of money. Have to put up with these jerk-offs and be put in a position where they have to now enforce this mask policy. All because, you know, Billy Badass can't be bothered to wear a mask. Such a simple thing. And yet I see friends that I've known for years on social media bitching about it and encouraging, like, let's just get rid of the mask mandates. This is bullshit. I'm tired of wearing a mask. Fuck you. I'm tired of wearing it too. But you know what? I wear it because I care about other people. And you want to give me some bullshit about like the science being unproven or whatever. That's bullshit too. We have shown that masks, of course, are not 100% shield against coronavirus. Don't be that fucking dumb. But we have shown now after a year that they are effective in slowing the spread and the transmission of the disease. Fuck, we have seen lower case numbers of the flu, of colds, and other airborne transmissible respiratory diseases over the last year. Why? Because people are wearing goddamn masks. I am truly disheartened. Just when I think that maybe, you know, I should have some faith in humanity, I read some of these posts and it just goes right out the window. I see people sharing pictures of themselves in large crowds, you know, in public places, not a mask in sight, no social distancing. And I just don't get it. We have become fucking soft in this country. We are so soft in this country. We cannot handle the slightest inconvenience in our lives. I posted about this before on my social media, but I'm going to say it again for the people in the back that are a little slow or maybe can't quite hear so well. Both of my grandfathers fought in World War II, and they were overseas in Europe for about 5 years each. And my grandmothers had no idea if they were alive or dead, except for maybe a letter that they might get once every 5 or 6 months, if that letter even got through. They had no idea that their husbands were still alive until they showed up on the doorstep one day and said, "I'm home." And these guys, men and women, literally helped save the world, okay? My father was part of the Vietnam draft, got sent overseas, and through sheer luck, my dad and his division went to Germany to fix tanks and helicopters and other ordnance that was coming back from Asia. And my dad was never actually in country in Vietnam, but he had a lot of friends who came through basic training who went and never returned and whose names are on the wall in Washington, D.C. The point being, my dad was drafted out of high school and he went, didn't complain, wasn't happy about it. But he was drafted. It was his duty. He went over and contributed his part to the Vietnam War and put up with all that shit when he came back from the anti-war protesters that he still talks about to this day. But the point is, that generation spent years intense in a jungle, in a place a lot of them had never heard of, fighting a war that a lot of them probably didn't believe in, but they fucking did it because it was asked of them and they did it. But now we have people in this country who can't wear a mask for 20 minutes to go to the store because it's inconvenient or I don't like it or it infringes upon my rights. Shut the fuck up. Show me in the Constitution what right of yours is being violated. And you know what? Even if it was, why can't it be enough to just say, hey, you know what? I'm doing this because it might help somebody else not get sick. Even if you think coronavirus is completely bullshit, or you think you're a fucking hero because you had it and you survived it and you feel, oh, it wasn't that bad, I've had worse cases of the flu. Even if you think all of that, why is it so much to ask to just wear a goddamn mask to possibly help other people? I am just so fucking disappointed in my fellow Americans, and again, people who I thought that I knew. It has really been an eye-opener. And you know what? I am really starting to question people that I want to keep close in my life. Look, and it's not about political differences. Like, I don't give a fuck, like, who voted for Trump, who voted for Biden, who voted. I don't care about any of that. I did not kick any friend to the curb because they are a Republican and I'm a Democrat, or because they lean right and I lean left, or whatever it might be. I don't care about any of that. I have not punted anyone from my life because of those type of ideological differences. But when it comes to life and death, and when it comes to, you know, encouraging behavior that could make other people sick and potentially die, I really have to question what type of a person I am allowing into my life. And that makes me profoundly sad. It really does. I have yet to see anyone really justify any of this behavior. All of this I can't breathe bullshit or whatever is all bullshit. You know, the doctors that saved my life when I had my heart attack, they wore masks. You know, all the EMTs, whatever. Surgeons wear masks doing life-saving surgery for 12 fucking hours. But, you know, Johnny Sissy Pants can't wear a mask for 10 minutes because he can't breathe. You're so fucking full of shit. Why can't you just admit that you don't give a shit about other people? You are selfish and you just don't want to do it because you're a selfish human being. Just fucking admit it. And I would respect that more. And then it would make my decision as to whether or not to associate with you very, very simple. You know, the older I get, the more I realize that I, for far too long, I have just kept people in my life that just vex me and disappoint me and make me sad and let me down. And I'm just not going to do it anymore. Even people that I've known for a very long time. Why should I allow them to make me upset? I'm just not going to do it anymore. And like I said, circling back, we have just become soft in this country. You know, the term snowflake gets thrown around a lot. And now it seems that a lot of people who use that word have turned out to be the biggest snowflakes of them all. And they're not smart enough to even see the hypocrisy of it all. All I can say is I don't wish harm on people. You know, if you choose to just engage in all this risky behavior, and you don't care if you contract the disease and get sick, that's fine. The problem is what it could do to other people. It's like I say all the time, you want to get drunk and get behind the wheel of a car, wrap your car around a tree and fucking kill yourself? Listen, go for it and rid the world of your stupidity. The problem is, like, my dad could be coming the other way, or my ex-wife and daughter could be coming the other way and you T-bone and you kill them. That's my problem with it. Do whatever the fuck you want in your life. It's when you put other people at risk that I have the problem with it. So that's it. I could go on for a really long time, but I think I've made my point. I'm just sick of people. A couple of days ago, I found out that another person that I've known for a long time died from COVID. One of his children is in the hospital with it. So now a wife has lost her husband and her child. A sibling has lost their brother, has their brother in the hospital. I screwed that up. The child is not deceased yet, but very close to it. And yet people are so cavalier about other people's lives, and I'm just tired of it. The other thing I'm tired of is I just don't get how people can so easily be misled. I know we talk about that in society all the time, about fake news or, you know, all bullshit, but information actually is out there. Accurate, truthful information is out there. It's that people are just choosing to say, well, I don't believe it. The amount of misinformation that is still out there about COVID-19, about the vaccines, is just astonishing to me. When people say they don't want to get the vaccine, I will listen to that. I take that very seriously. When people say, hey, I have concerns about the vaccine. Okay, tell me why, you know? And they tell me, well, you know, I'm a little bit concerned about the speed with which they developed and released these vaccines. You know, normally it takes years or even decades. And I don't know, I'm just concerned about that. You know what? Okay, yeah, that's cool. I get it. But you know what? Go to your doctor or go to multiple doctors, educate yourself, find out why they were able to get it done so quickly. There's actually several journals and papers out there that explain the process. It's actually a procedure and a process for developing vaccines that has been in the works for a very, very long time. They didn't just pull it out of thin air. These procedures have actually existed for a very long time. So they didn't just magically create a vaccine. So, you know, if you have that as a valid concern, I respect that. And I will listen, and hopefully I can point you in a way that you can get educated and feel better about it. And maybe it will change your mind about getting a vaccine. But when people say, oh, I'm not getting vaccinated because, insert whatever bizarre theory or conspiracy you want to insert, or whatever bullshit you heard from some jackass on the internet or some weird shit that you read somewhere. You know, it's just amazing that, you know, you'll say, well, I don't trust mainstream media. You know, the New York Times is bullshit. The Washington Post is bullshit. Liberal media, blah, 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 blah. But you'll find a single post on the internet and say, oh, well, that must be true. I'm just astonished still after, you know, the internet now has been around for, a couple of decades, and social media is well over a decade of widespread use. And yet people still can't figure out how to weed out this bullshit. Listen, man, there have been a couple of times where at first glance I was duped. You know, I read something and I'm like, well, holy fucking shit. How about that? And then my inquisitive nature causes me to do some digging. And, you know, and then I turn out, oh, man, don't I feel stupid, you know, for not doing my due diligence on that, you know, and I feel embarrassed for myself. But my point is, actual, real, truthful information is out there, despite what you may think. Like, not everyone in the world is out to deceive you, you know. There's information that you can find. You just have to stop being fucking lazy and do it. You know, a meme from, you know, conspiracytheory.net doesn't count as research, okay? And that's the final thing I'm going to say on this episode, because I'm pushing up against my self-imposed 20-minute time limit. People say, well, I've done the research. And to me, there's two levels to that, right? We all have done research, right? Before the internet was invented, some of us are of an age where we would go to the library and look up encyclopedias or look up microfilm. Remember that? Microfiche and stuff like that to do research, whether it was for a term paper or a report or whatever we had to do for school or whatever. That was our primary source of information for that sort of research, right? Or we'd find books on the topic, a textbook or whatever, you know? But we were always forced, usually by our teachers, especially when I went to college, to make sure we cited multiple sources, because sources can be wrong, or information gets out of date, or information can change. So we've all done research of that type. But when people say, I've done my research, I wonder, what does that really mean? Does that mean you looked up a couple of articles or watched a YouTube video? I always want to ask these people, like, oh, really? You did an actual double-blind study? You know, and recorded and tracked the results over years and years and years. I didn't realize you had a lab in your house where you could create this stuff. And you tracked all these people? Wow, that's pretty impressive. No, that's not what they mean by research. It means they looked up an article or a YouTube video that seems to confirm what they already thought, and they think that that qualifies as research. Guess what, Skeezix? It doesn't. It doesn't. And I'm not saying I spend my days, you know, painstakingly researching everything. I don't, you know, but I try never to talk out of my ass, you know. I will just refuse to speak on a subject if I haven't even done some basic level of qualitative research. Because of my heart attack, I have to take various medicines every day. And I did a lot of digging on the history of every one of those medicines because I wanted to know exactly what the doctors were giving me. And I went back to my doctor and I said, look, based on all this, I just don't think I want to take this particular medicine. And the doctor said, okay, well, that's fair. Here's an alternative, you know, that we feel will be as effective. Let me know what you think about this one, and then we'll switch you. So, yeah, I've done it before. But I also do trust the people who have dedicated their entire lives to heart disease. And when the doctor says, look, this is what you need to do so that you don't have another heart attack, I fucking believe him, you know? Yeah, I double check because it's my health and my life, but I believe the people who have literally dedicated their lives to saving other people. So that's that, folks. I thought I was getting better mentally, and in a lot of ways I am. I have been out and about a couple of times now that I have fully vaccinated, still taking precautions, still social distancing, wearing my mask, etc. But I've been out to eat a couple of times. It was great to see other humans and just feel some kind of normalcy. But I am not by any stretch pretending that this terrible disease is somehow gone. I do not want to think that I may have transmitted it to someone else. I don't know what I would do if I found out that that was the case. So I'm just hoping that most other people are doing the right thing. I wish everyone would. But the bottom line is there are just selfish people in the world. There always will be. There's nothing I can do about that. So all I can do is hope for the best. Despite the negativity that usually pervades this podcast, I am inherently an optimistic person. We will get through this. We will get back to some semblance of normalcy, whatever normal means. And in the meantime, I just hope that everyone out there gets vaccinated, wears their mask, stays safe. I don't want to see anyone else die. I really, really do not. So stay safe out there, everybody. And also, until the next time on Ranting and Raving, stay pissed.